We're Talking Money. I'm Jack Terry. Today on Talking Money, we'll be looking at the latest development in Brexit, that business leaders in the UK are calling for an indefinite delay of leaving the EU single market. While many PMs and political pundits are still championing a hard Brexit strategy, many business leaders are demanding a softer approach that will enable us to stay within the market. Carolyn Fairbairn, Director General of the Confederation of British Industry, has said, quote, "This is a time to be realistic. Instead of a cliff edge, the UK needs a bridge to the new EU deal. Even with the greatest possible goodwill on both sides, it is impossible to imagine the detail will be clear by the end of March 2019. The Brexit Secretary David Davis has invited several prominent business leaders to an informal meeting to discuss how to proceed. The guest list is understood to include Xavier Rolet, the Chief Executive of the London Stock Exchange, Carolyn McCall, the Chief Executive of EasyJet, Dave Lewis, the Head of Tesco, and Gavin Paterson of BT. Carolyn has said it would be beneficial for the UK and Europe if Britain maintained free movement of EU citizens and the oversight of the European Court of Justice for an unspecified transition period. However, this would also prevent the UK from negotiating new trade deals with countries outside the EU. The CBI argues that given the figures show an economic slump post-Brexit, the best way to revive the stalling economy is to pull out of such a hard strategy. Philip Hammond has echoed these sentiments, citing concerns over the economy as the only legitimate reason to delay the Brexit process. Michel Barnier, the EU negotiator, has stated it is not possible to achieve frictionless trade if the UK completely severs ties with Europe. If the CBI achieves its goal of implementing a soft Brexit and we somehow remain in the single market, Leave supporters are worried that with no time limit applied to the transition deal, Britain may actually never effectively leave the EU, leading to accusations the group is trying to derail Britain's decision to leave the EU. Mr. Davis has, however, previously stated that he expects Britain to leave both the single market and the customs union by the end of the decade. Mr. Barnier will meet Jeremy Corbyn next week. Downing Street said the government did understand the EU's position and was focused on getting a deal that works for both sides. With Talking Money, I'm Jack Terry.